Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX Emporia.
43-41 the score. Emporia State with a lead. Lincoln will have the ball to start the second half as they'll play to the basket to our right as we view it here. Courtside at Watt Auditorium. Emporia State will start the second half with Victoria Price, Treasure Job, Faith Paramore, Elena Hartman, and Sydney Tinner. Same starting five that they had. Lincoln working against the zone. They get it off to Sanaya Simmons. Tries to get it down low to Basilwich. Now they kick it out to Mitchell for a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound, though, gets slapped out, and Simmons ends up with it. Now they work it to Basilwich. Working left side. Feeds it off to Simmons on the wing right. They get it off to Mitchell. Mitchell gets bumped. She wanted a foul call, but not getting a call from the official. There's a pass down in the paint. It gets knocked away, and Emporia State gets a steal. Faith Paramore with the basketball. Feeds it off. Victoria Price out on the wing right side. Top the key. Elena Hartman down the lane. Kicks it off left side. Faith Paramore. Faith dribbles in the paint. Spins to her left. Layup left badly short. And the rebound goes to Sydney Tinner. Rebound goes to Emporia State. Sydney in the paint. Spins to her right. Shoots it off the glass. Missed it. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Victoria Price was trying to battle for it, but just got out, reached for it by Aaliyah Bello. Lincoln at the other end of the floor. This is Simmons working on the wing left side. Goes in the deep corner to Ashlyn Holloway. Holloway, bounce pass, goes to Bello. Now back to Simmons. Simmons in the corner to Holloway. They get it in the paint to Basilwich. Her shot is good. Marion Basilwich with 11. Ties the game at 43. Just underway here in the third quarter. Tap the key. Paramore for three. That one rims away. No good. She was hoping the stroke would continue after she knocked down a couple of threes. Here's Simmons. Takes it to the rim. Throws it out the glass. No good. And Faith Paramore just couldn't grab a hold of it. And it scoots out and Lincoln comes up with a basketball, and they get it out to Aaliyah Bello, who knocks down a three-pointer from the left elbow. Lincoln on top, 46-43. Elena Hartman, left side, Faith Paramore for three. Yes, a Haircrafters three for Faith Paramore. That gives her 14 points, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Emporia State coach Toby Wynn. This will be a 30-second timeout called. It becomes a full timeout since it's the first timeout called of the second half. All tied at 46 here in this basketball game as both teams struggling to really find any real true rhythm in this game. Water basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. But the Lady Hornets have made seven threes, but so have the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Lincoln 7-14, Emporia State 7-15. Lady Hornets have taken 42 shots. Lincoln has taken 41. Emporia State, though, is just 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Lincoln is 1-for-1, and therein lies the reason why we are tied. As Emporia State being out-rebounded by 10, 28-18, and I'm sure that's what Coach Toby Wynn's talking about as well. You have to get that mentality of get that basketball if it's within reach, and Emporia State hasn't been able to get their mitts on a number of rebounds here. Lincoln being led by two players with seven rebounds each. Marion Basilwich, along with Aaliyah Bello, with seven rebounds each. Lincoln with the basketball after the Emporia State called timeout. Sanaya Simmons into front court, drives past Victoria Price and has the ball knocked away from her, scoots out of bounds. Ball remains in possession of the Lincoln Blue Tigers. 7:37 to play, third quarter. 46-46 the score. Lincoln plays the ball in bounds, and the shot gets blocked by Sydney Tinner. In the paint was Basilwich, and Sydney Tinner just reached in and blocked the shot. Treasure Job into front court. And we're going to get a foul on Lincoln, a blocking foul. They're going to call this one on Marion Basilwich as Treasure Job was trying to go from tap the key to the right wing and gets bumped by Basilwich. That is her first. That's the first team foul on the Lincoln Blue Tigers here in the third quarter. Emporia State to play the ball inbounds. They get it inbounds to Sydney Tenner. It gets fouled by Ashlyn Holloway, who was trying to go for the steal, and she collided with Sydney Tenner. That'll be her second team foul, and Emporia State will play it inbounds again. This time it's Victoria Price who will play the ball inbounds for Emporia State. Plays it into Faith Paramore, takes it to the left side of the floor, keeping the dribble, swings it to Treasure Job on the wing right side, drives on Simmons, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Sonia Simmons. Coach Andrea Mize not so happy with that call. They get the ball inbounds to Victoria Price, and she left it way short. Just hit the side of the rim, and the rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. We're still tied at 46. Out front with a Mitchell. Puts it to the floor. Passes it in the right corner. And it goes to Holloway. Back out to Mitchell. Swings it to Simmons on the right side. Shot clock down to 10. Pass down low intended for Holloway as Aaliyah Bello had it in the free throw circle. She tried to thread the needle with the pass on a cutting Holloway, and the ball sails out of bounds. Turnover to Emporia State. Substitutions for Emporia State. Stevie Stinchcomb will check in for the Lady Hornets, along with Audrey Beatty and Katie Harina. As Sydney Tenner, Faith Paramore, and Victoria Price set down for the Lady Hornets. Tied at 46 with 6:45 to play here in the third quarter. Treasure Job has it on the wing right side. Goes down low to Audrey Beatty. Spins in the lane and lays it off the glass. Missed it badly. Good defense that time from Leanna McGinnis, and didn't allow Audrey to get a real good shot off. Here they lob it down intended for McGinnis, and that pass sails out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Elena Hartman trying to thread the needle. The bounce pass in the paint goes off the foot of the Lady Hornet, and Lincoln comes up with the basketball, and then they'll turn it over at the other end. So three straight turnovers for Lincoln. And Emporia State will get the ball back as Elena Hartman will check out and be replaced by Faith Paramore. Emporia State led at halftime 43-41. They've been outscored 5-3 here to start the third quarter. Stevie Stinchcomb with the basketball. The freshman from McAllister, Oklahoma, dishes it off on the right side to Katie Harina, who drives to the basket, dits it to the rim, lays it up, missed it, but the rebound to Faith Paramore. Her stick back is no good. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to give it to Emporia State. Boy, it's... for all that effort, they're coming up empty. Emporia State trying to get it in bounds. They'll play it in to Audrey Beatty. Gives it back to Stevie Stinchcomb. Stevie spins in the paint. Shoots it up from five. Shot crawls off. No good. Rebound to Katie Harina. Stick back is good for Katie. Katie was seven, and Emporia State retakes the lead at 48-46. Now the defense needs to step up. Bounce pass, free throw circle goes to Basilwich. Now going to the deep left corner for a three. It's off the mark. No good, but the rebound goes to Lincoln. Missing the three was Mitchell. Now she has it on the wing left side. Being double-teamed. Gets it off to Nia Jackson. She'll throw it down low to McGinnis. McGinnis being double-teamed. Needs some help. She'll lob it out to Mitchell. Mitchell drives from 15. Shot up and good. Kelsey Mitchell with 11. That's her first made two-point basket. Her other shots have been three-point shots. Ties the game at 48. Faith Paramore thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger. Now she drives to the ball, goes down the lane, off the glass, and scores the bucket. Faith Paramore with 16, and Emporia State leads at 50-48. 4:55 to play, third quarter. Jackson has it, free throw circle. They get it into the hands of Basilwich. Back to Nia Jackson. Back to Basilwich. Back to Jackson. In the corner, Mitchell for a three. Good. Kelsey Mitchell with 14 and Lincoln up by one at 51-50. Here's Faith Paramore, thought about the three, drives down the lane, gets to the rim, off the glass, no good, rebound, Audrey Beatty, stick back, good. Audrey Beatty gets the offensive rebound of the stick back, that gives her 8 points, and the Lady Hornets retake the lead at 52-51. Now they need to come up with a stop. Jackson gives it off to Mitchell. Mitchell has her pass almost deflected, but she's able to save it. Jackson gets her pocket picked by Treasure Job. Treasure, left elbow three. Yes! How about that? Treasure Job gets the Haircrafters three off the steal. And it's 55-51 Emporia State. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make your appointment to get your haircut at Haircrafters at 1027 Commercial. Here's a three at the other end that's good by Nia Jackson, who was open on the right wing as the Emporia State zone defense didn't rotate quick enough. Gives her 14 points, and it's 55-54 Emporia State. Here's Stevie Stinchcomb driving to the basket. Off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. In the front court, they get it in to Jackson over on the wing right side. Now they go back down low to McGinnis, working against Beatty. Kicks it out to Simmons. Simmons in the lane. Gets her shot blocked by Andre Beatty. Loose ball picked up by Treasure. She's pushing the ball up the floor. Goes to the rim. Layup is good. Treasure Job with 16 points. And the Lady Hornets lead at 57-54 with 2:58 to play. What a basketball. Brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Top of key, Jackson drives. Now she'll try to lob it down low to McGinnis, who gets the layup and scores her second field goal of the ball game. She has four. Makes it 57-56 Emporia State. Treasure Job on the wing right side. Goes to the dribble. Gives it off to Katie Harina. Stops in the paint, puts up the shot, missed it, gets her own rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Who will they give it to? They'll give it to Emporia State. They'll have it to play inbounds out of the media timeout. It comes with 2:23 to play third quarter. Emporia State leading 57-56. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that Bungie operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bungie provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bungie North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
A unique gift for your wedding party, or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
2:23 to play third quarter, 57-56. Emporia State with the lead and the basketball. Stevie Stinchcomb plays it in to Audrey Dunlap, or Beatty, gives it inside to Stevie Stinchcomb, who goes up with a shot. She gets fouled. She'll be at the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the personal foul will be A.J. Bradley. That's her second. Team foul number four on Lincoln here in the third quarter. Two free throws coming for Stevie Stinchcomb, the 5'5 freshman out of McAllister, Oklahoma. And the first free throw, no good for Stevie Stinchcomb, who on the season is a 78% free throw shooter. She had made 11 of 14 free throws. Now 11 of 15, second free throw is good for Stevie. That's her first basket of the ball game, first point of the night. 58-56, Emporia State with a two-point lead. Lincoln with the basketball. This is Jackson. Feeds it out front to Bradley. Free throw circle. It goes to McGinnis. Gets the ball knocked out of her hands by Victoria Price, and the Lady Hornets get another steal. Victoria takes it to the left side. Now she'll dribble it back out front. One-handed pass to Elena Hartman in the corner. Stevie Stinchcomb driving to the basket off the glass and scores it. Stevie Stinchcomb took it from the deep right corner and drove it right to the basket and shot it up and in. She has three, and it's 60-56. Emporia State up by four. And Sydney Tenner sticks her big foot out and kicks the ball out of bounds. The deflection will keep it in the possession of the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Sanaya Simmons checks back in. Also checking back in is Kelsey Mitchell for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Lincoln trying to get the ball inbounds. Simmons will play it way out front to Jackson. Jackson goes on the right side, and Victoria Price almost had the steal. Couldn't keep it in bounds, so Lincoln will keep the basketball. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 19 seconds on the shot clock, excuse me. A minute 42 to play on the game clock. 60-56 Emporia State. We're in the third quarter. This is Bradley. Needs some help. Gives it out to Simmons over on the wing right side. Now skips it back to Bradley. Bradley with a drive in the lane, and they're going to call a foul on Emporia State's Audrey Beatty. And Audrey will pick up her second personal foul. Only the first team foul here in the third quarter, and it'll be ball out of bounds for the Lincoln Blue Tigers, and they get a fresh 20 seconds on the shot clock. A play to inbounds on the baseline, left of the basket. Simmons to play it in. The count is on, and she has to play it way out front to A.J. Bradley. Bradley goes to the dribble, takes it to the right side. Emporia State staying in their zone. Simmons has it on the left side. Looking to get it down low. Everybody covered up. Now they get it back to Bradley. Bradley trying to drive. Now kicks it out to Simmons. She's open for a three. She'll shoot it up and hit it. Emporia State was scrambling, but they didn't scramble out quick enough to cover up Saniya Simmons, who knocks down her first basket of the ball game, makes it a 60-59 Emporia State lead. Stevie Stinchcomb goes on the left side to Sydney Tenner. Back out front, it goes to Victoria Price, to Elena Hartman down the lane. Kicks it out in the corner to Sydney Tenner. Sydney driving, puts up the floater, and it crawls out, no good. Battle for the rebound, they're going to call a foul on Audrey Beatty. That'll be her third personal foul. It'll give the ball to the Lincoln Blue Tigers with 44 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Emporia State leading 60-59. In the front court, this is Bradley with the basketball. Bradley swings it to Simmons on the wing, left side. Now goes to Mitchell. Looking to get it down low. Nobody open. Now to Simmons. Back on the elbow. Back on the wing. It goes to Mitchell. Back to Simmons. Back to Mitchell. She'll shoot a three and hit it. Mitchell was six, or make that 17 points. And Lincoln on top 62-60 with 14 seconds. Emporia State can work for the final shot. They'll have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Stevie Stinchcomb driving to the basket. And see if they call it. Now they're going to give her, well, that is a fifth team foul, so it's two free throws coming for Stevie Stinchcomb. Picking up the foul will be A.J. Bradley, her third, and Stevie Stinchcomb will get two free throws here. The first free throw is good for Stevie. Stevie with four, looking for five, and a chance to tie the game at 62 with 4.8 seconds to play in the quarter. And the second free throw missed, and Lincoln with the ball. Simmons in the front court, throws up a shot at the buzzer. It's no good. And we are through three quarters of basketball. The score, Lincoln 62, Emporia State 61. Horn of Basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. A 116 commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Horn of Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Get the latest 5G devices at Nextech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Nextech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
62-61, Lincoln with the lead on the Emporia State Lady Hornets as they start the fourth quarter. Emporia State will go with Stevie Stinchcomb, Katie Harina, Victoria Price, Treasure Job, and Audrey Beatty. Here's a pass on the right wing intended for Treasure Job. Gets deflected out of bounds by Sanaya Simmons. Emporia State will keep the basketball. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Stinchcomb takes the inbounds pass. Dribbles it to the left side of the floor. Needs some help. Gives it off to Katie Harina. Katie picks up the dribble. Gives it off to Treasure Job. Here comes two players, and she gets the ball stripped from behind. Ball loose in backcourt, and Lincoln comes up with his. Every time the Treasure start touches the ball, there's two people around her. Lincoln gets it in the deep left corner into the hands of Nia Jackson, who knocks down a three-pointer. She has 17, and it's a four-point lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Stevie Stinchcomb down the lane and scores the bucket. Stevie with six, makes it a two-point differential. 65-63 Lincoln. Emporia State stayed in that zone. This is Alawake. Gets the ball knocked away by Victoria Price. Ball goes into backcourt. And then Treasure Job knocks it out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. It remains Lincoln basketball. Faith Paramore will check in for Emporia State, replacing Stevie Stinchcomb. Lincoln makes a couple of substitutions as well. Liana McGinnis will check back into the lineup. Aaliyah Bello, along with Nia Jackson, who has the ball. Gets it out front to Holloway. Gives it off to Bello. Bello almost has it stolen away. Needs some help. She'll lob it off to Jackson on a desperation heave as the shot clock expires. By Jackson, doesn't even come close to drawing iron. And Emporia State will get the ball on the shot clock violation. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Faith Paramore with the basketball. Gives it off to Katie Harina. Drives to the basket, off the glass, and goes down for Katie. Katie now with 9 points in the game. We're tied at 65 with 8:25 to play in the game. Now the Hornets need another defensive stop here. Jackson has it. Tries to lob it down low to McGinnis. Their layup is good, and they're going to count it. She draws a foul. See whom they call the foul on. They're going to call it on Emporia State's Katie Harina. And McGinnis at the free throw line with the end one, and she converts. 7 points for McGinnis, makes it 68-65, Lincoln by three with 8:15 to go. Katie across the timeline, gives it out to Faith Paramore. Looks to drive, takes it in the paint from 8 feet away, off the glass and kisses it in. Faith Paramore with 18 points. 68-67 Lincoln, 7:58 to go. Still a lot of basketball to be played here. Right side, Nia Jackson gets a screen, picks up the dribble to Holloway. Left side to Bello. Bello goes to the dribble. Now gives it off to McGinnis. They try to pass it in the lane. Gets deflected, and picking up the loose basketball and scoring will be Ashlyn Holloway. She also draws the foul. Picking up the foul for Emporia State will be Audrey Beatty, and that's her fourth. Audrey will leave the lineup and be replaced by Sydney Tinner. And going to the free throw line will be Ashlyn Holloway. Spins the ball in her hand, and the free throw is on the way, and it is good for Holloway. Gives her 9 points, and it's 71-67. It's a four-point lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. 7:35 to play. Faith Paramore with the ball. Dumps it, try to dump it down low to Sydney Tinner. It gets intercepted by Lincoln's Aaliyah Bello. They get it up the floor to Jackson down low. Hook shot up and good in the lane for Ashlyn Holloway. That gives her 11, and Lincoln up 73-67. Victoria Price in traffic, tries to go up with a shot. She's going to get fouled. She'll be at the line shooting a pair. Picking up the personal foul will be Liana McGinnis. Her first foul here in the fourth quarter. Whistle against Lincoln. Elena Hartman will check in for Emporia State, replacing Faith Paramore. Victoria Price made a basket in the first half and has not scored the rest of the night. This is her first trip to the free throw line, and she knocks down the free throw. Gives her 4 points. She can make it a 4-point ball game if she makes the second one, and she does. She has 4 points in the game. It's 73-69. Lincoln with the lead. Victoria Price going for the steal. Ball loose on the floor, and we're going to get a timeout taken by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. It'll be a 30-second timeout taken by Lincoln as the Lady Hornets came up close to getting the steal but could not get possession of it. This will be a full timeout on our media timeout here in the fourth quarter. 73-69, Lincoln with the lead with 7:09 to play in the game. Hornet basketball brought to you by PT Associates, like ESU basketball. PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the Station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The Station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
At Emporia State University, you can investigate your interests, discover your dreams, and pursue your passion. With more than 200 academic programs, whatever your interest today or tomorrow, we have it. At ESU, you'll get hands-on experience that will set you apart. The sky is the limit. When you start here, you'll be ready to go anywhere. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
73-69. Lincoln with the lead and the basketball as they get it into front court against full court pressure. Going to the basket for a shot and missing will be Liana McGinnis, but she's going to the free throw line as she gets fouled, picking up the personal foul for Emporia State. They'll assist this to Sydney Tenner. That'll be her first. Third team foul on the Lady Hornets, and the free throw is good for McGinnis. Gives her 8 points in the game. Six of those coming here in the second half. Lincoln's second free throw for McGinnis is good. That gives her 9, and Lincoln leads it by 6, 75-69. Katie Harina across the timeline, gives it off to Elena Hartman. Has it on the wing right side. Back to Katie Harina. Down the lane she goes to the rim. Off the glass, no good, but she's fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Now Emporia State needs to start knocking down those free throws. Emporia State has been to the free throw line 9 times, but they're only 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Substitution for Lincoln, Kelsey Mitchell into the lineup. She'll replace Aaliyah Bello. Lincoln shooting 51% in the game now. They're 29 of 56. Free throw off the back iron, no good for Katie Harina. Emporia State is 28 of 59 from the floor. 8 of 16 from beyond the arc, but Lincoln 12 of 22 from the three-point stripe. And the second free throw rattles out. No good for Katie Harina as she goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line. And Lady Hornets continue to struggle shooting the ball. Here's a shot that misses badly, and rebound gets knocked out of the hands of McGinnis. Emporia State feeds it up the floor to Treasure Job. Treasure working left side, gives it off to Katie Harina in the paint. Ah, she traveled. Oh, they're going to call a foul first. They'll call this foul on Nia Jackson. That'll be her first. Team foul number 2, and that looked more like a travel to Katie Harina. This will be 2 free throws for Katie Harina. This time she knocks the first one down. That gives her 10 points in the game. She'll get a second free throw here. She may get a 4-point ball game with 6.5 minutes to play. And the second free throw is good for Katie. Substitution for Emporia State. Stevie Stinchcomb checks in, replacing Katie Harina. On a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Lincoln beats the full court press. They get it in the paint to Liana McGinnis, and she gets fouled. Picking up the foul will be Sydney Tenner, as Lincoln has done a great job of beating Emporia State in up the floor against the press. And they've been getting some good looks at the basket. McGinnis's free throw is up, in and out, no good. 6:23 to play, 75-71. Lincoln with a lead by four. Second free throw rattles out, no good, and the rebound out of bounds will go to, oh, they'll give it to Emporia State. Nope, I think they're going to change the call. They're going to give it to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. So that was off of Elena Hartman. Couldn't grab the basketball. Got to use two hands. Lincoln will have it to play inbounds on the baseline. They lead it by four, 75-71. To play it in is Simmons. Still looking, lobs it out front. They get it out to Nijah Jackson. Back to Simmons in the deep right corner. Treasure Job on her. Bounce pass top the key to Jackson. Gives it off to Mitchell. Two players on her. Splits the double team. Olsen has it slapped away. They get it in the paint. Ball got, it's knocked free. And Emporia State with the ball. Elena Hartman gives it off to Stevie Stinchcomb to Treasure for a three. No, rebound. Stevie had it for a moment. Just couldn't control it. Lincoln on a breakaway. Layup at the other end is good for Sanaya Simmons. That gives her five, and Lincoln up by six at 77-71. Some tough luck bounces for Emporia State. Stevie Stinchcomb gives it off to Victoria Price. Now to Elena Hartman. Thought about the three. Now she'll drive to the basket. Layup too strong. Rebound will go inbounds to Victoria or Sydney Tenner. Now to Victoria Price. Victoria down the lane. Kicks it out to, and we're going to get. Now they're going to change the shot clock to 25 because there was a change in possession. Stinchcomb plays it inbounds to Sydney Tenner. Gives it back to Stinchcomb. Stinchcomb in the paint. Shoots it up. It crawls off. No good. Treasure came in a little bit too early. Some tough luck shooting. Down to 5:12 to play in the game. Hornets down by 6 at 77-71. Lincoln just shooting lights out tonight. Here's a feed down low to McGinnis, and they're going to get a jump ball as Emporia State reaches in to force the jump ball call. Alternate possession will keep it in the possession of the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Audrey Beatty will check in for Emporia State, replacing Sydney Tenner. Lincoln will make a substitution. Aaliyah Bello into the lineup. Setting down will be Mitchell. Also checking into the lineup will be Miriam Basilwich. And setting down will be Ashlyn Holloway. Lincoln will play it in on the baseline. They have 14 seconds on the shot clock. They'll play it in to McGinnis. She can't, almost lost it. And then Victoria Price reaching in trying to grab a hold of the basketball. Commits a foul. It'll be free throws coming for McGinnis. And Victoria Price picking up her second personal foul as Emporia State has already committed five fouls here in the fourth quarter. Faith Paramore will check in for Emporia State. And she will replace Stevie Stinchcomb. And at the free throw line, Layana McGinnis. And the first free throw is good for her. That gives her 10 points in the game, and it's a 7-point lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. They've just made more baskets than Emporia State has. Here's a second free throw. It rims out, and the rebound goes to Elena Hartman. Elena will bring it across the timeline. 4:54 to play. They go down low to Audrey Beatty, working against McGinnis. Gives it off to Elena Hartman. 17 seconds on the shot clock. She'll shoot the three, and that one's off the mark badly. Rebound tracked down by Audrey Beatty, and Emporia State will keep the basketball. Audrey dribbles it a couple times. They go down low to Elena Hartman in traffic, spinning. Kicks it back out to Audrey Beatty. She'll put up a shot and miss it, but she's fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the foul for the Lincoln Blue Tigers will be Nia Jackson. That's her second 14 foul whistled against the Lincoln Blue Tigers. And Audrey Beatty will be at the free throw line. This is her first trip to the charity stripe. The freshman out of Aubrey, Texas, her first free throw is no good. And Emporia State is now shooting 50% from the free throw line. They're 7 of 14. And the second free throw is good for Audrey. That gives her 9 points. Elena Hartman leaves the lineup, replaced by Katie Harina. 78-72, six-point lead for Lincoln. Lincoln will have the ball. Emporia State will apply some backcourt pressure, and Lincoln beats the pressure with one pass. Into front court, this is Simmons. They give it off to Jackson on the right side. Bounce pass, free throw circle. They give it off to Simmons, left side. Now back into the free throw circle to Basilwich. And we're going to get a travel violation on the Lincoln Blue Tigers, and Emporia State will get the ball back. Substitution for Lincoln, Ashlyn Holloway back into the lineup, replacing Leanna McGinnis. 78-72, Lincoln with the lead. Emporia State will have the ball. Treasure Job with the basketball. Saniya Simmons on her, and now she'll back off. Swings it left side, Faith Paramore. Trying to get it down low to Audrey Beatty. Gets it inside to Audrey. Backing down low against the defense. Spins and shot missing, but she's fouled. Committing the foul this time will be Miriam Basilwich. And Audrey Beatty will once again go to the free throw line with 3:56 to play in the game. That is the fifth team foul on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. So Emporia State gets two free throws the rest of the way. And Audrey makes the first free throw. She'll get a second one. That gives her 10 points on the night, becoming the third Lady Hornet to score in double figures. And the second free throw is also good for Audrey. She's the fourth player to break double figures for the Lady Hornets. And Emporia State applying some pressure in backcourt. Lincoln gets it across the timeline. 78-74 the score. It's a four-point lead for Lincoln. Driving to the basket from the left-hand side. Layup is good for Ashlyn Holloway. Gives her 13 points, and Lincoln back up by six. Faith Paramore for three. Rims out, no good. Rebound goes to Nyjah Jackson for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Looking for their first win here at Watt Auditorium since 1994. Here's Victoria Price coming up empty on the steal attempt. They lob it down low, and Audrey Beatty gets the steal. Gives it out to Katie Harina. Katie going coast to coast. And they're going to call a block foul on the Lincoln Blue Tigers, sending Katie to the free throw line. She did not get a good shot off. Picking up the personal foul will be Miriam Basilwich. That'll be her third, and this will put Katie Harina at the free throw line. Katie is 2 for 4 from the charity stripe. Hornets down by 6, 80-74, 3:07 to play. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. The first free throw is good for Katie. That gives her 12 points tonight. Second free throw also good for Katie. That gives her 13. 80-76. Hornets need a stop. This is Jackson in the front court. Gives it off to Simmons. Simmons middle of the floor. Bounce pass on the wing right side. It goes to Basilwich from the lane line. Shot up, in and out. No good. Rebound Audrey Beatty. There's a stop for you. Up the floor, Treasure Job has it on the wing. Works in between the double circles now. Here comes the double team on her. Needs some help. Swings it off to Katie Harina. Drives to the basket. Kicks it out to Victoria Price. Right wing three. Yes! Oh, my! Just what the doctor ordered. A Haircrafters three for Victoria Price, and the Lady Hornets are within one at 80-79 with 2:26 to play. Another defensive stance here for Emporia State. They need one. This is Simmons to Jackson. Victoria Price comes up empty on the steal attempt. They get it off to Simmons with 10 seconds on the shot clock. And they're going to get a kick ball by Treasure Job. So Lincoln will get the ball to play inbounds with 2:09 to play in the ball game. Lincoln leading 80-79. They'll put 20 seconds on the shot clock. Saniya Simmons to play it inbounds. Plays it into Nyjah Jackson. Top the free throw circle goes to Basilwich. Trying to drive. Feeds it in the lane to a wide open Ashlyn Holloway, who makes the basket, and a timeout's going to be taken by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. She has 15, and Lincoln with a three-point lead at 82-79 with 2 minutes to play. There's been a lot of baskets right in the rim for the Lincoln Blue Tigers in the paint. Emporia State has outscored Lincoln 40-38, but Lincoln Blue Tigers are getting some easy baskets when you don't really want to give those up. Emporia State has been outscored 20-18 here in this fourth quarter. Lady Hornets trailed 23-21. At the end of the first quarter, they led at halftime 43-41. Lincoln led at the end of the third quarter 62-61. They lead it here 82-79. Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. Faith Paramore to play the ball inbounds, plays it into Katie Harina. Katie will push the ball in the front court. Katie has it in between the double circles, keeping the dribble. Looking to drive, gives it off to Faith Paramore. Thought about the three. Faith in the paint. Loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds as she goes tumbling to the floor. Turnover Emporia State. Not the possession Emporia State needed. She was maybe hoping to draw a foul. Lincoln beats the press as they get it to Nigel Jackson into front court. Gives it off to Holloway. Now to Simmons, down to a minute 39 to play. 82-79, Lincoln with a lead. This is Jackson way out front. Shot clock down to 17. They get it to the free throw circle. Holloway drives on Audrey Beatty, spinning. Shot up, no good. Rebound out of bounds to the Lincoln Blue Tigers as Faith Paramore had the ball deflected off her. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. And I think they are going to check to see if that ball did go off of Emporia State or who the ball may have went off, or they might be checking the time on the clock. I'm not sure. A minute 26 on the game clock, 10 seconds on the shot clock for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. They lead it 82-79. Emporia State's biggest lead has been only by four. Their biggest deficit has been by seven when they trailed 78-71. As the officials go to the video. And the Lady Hornets in this game shooting 44%, 29 of 65. The percentages are better. They're 45% from beyond the arc at 9 for 20, but they're horrendous at the free throw line, 12 of 19 for 63%. Lincoln has just been shooting lights out, 32 of 62, 51%, 12 of 22 beyond the arc, 54%, and they are 6 of 9 at the free throw line. They've out-rebounded Emporia State 40-29. They've turned the ball over 22 times, and Emporia State with only 10 turnovers, so they're not, must not be able to see the video. I'm not sure what the deal is. So they're having a video display. In the past, they've had it on a table that would be to my left, but now they have that on at the scorer's table for the officials to look at. And I'm not sure what the deal is for. Checking to see if all the connections are right, but coming up next, the Emporia State men will take on Lincoln. Let's take a look at what's going on around the MIAA. Let's see here. Let's do a refresh of our webpage. See if we can get some updated scores from around the conference. Fort Hays State leading Missouri Southern 69-54. Nebraska Kearney leading Pittsburgh State 69-55. Northeastern leading Central Oklahoma 60-59. That was 6 seconds to play. Newman leading Roger State 49-47. That in the fourth quarter. Here a minute 26 to play, 82-79. Lincoln will have the ball. That's what they were checking on. They'll play it in way out front to Basilwich. Now they get it off to Jackson with 6 seconds. Jackson loses the dribble. Stolen away. Victoria Price at the other end goes for the layup and scores the bucket. Victoria Price with 9. 82-81. A minute 11 to go. No need to get in a huge hurry. Lincoln gets it up the floor to Jackson. Jackson splits a double-team defense. Gives it off to Bazalwich. Back to Jackson. Down to 1 minute to go. This is Simmons way over on the right side. Guarded by Victoria Jackson. Free throw circle. It goes to Bazalwich. Back to Simmons. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. This is Jackson. Now tap the key. It goes to Bazalwich. 4 seconds. Simmons trying to drive. Puts up the floater. Scores the bucket. And Emporia State will take the timeout with 40 seconds to play. 84-81. Lincoln with the lead. What a big basket for Sanaya Simmons. Gives her 7 points as she drove the baseline and got the floater. And Emporia State will be left with two timeouts, I believe. And so will the Lincoln Blue Tigers. But it's 84-81. Lincoln with a lead by 3. Emporia State, if they get a quick basket and then get a stop, they might have a shot at only needing a couple of two-point shots. But if they could knock down a 3, that would be big. They don't need a 3. They get the ball to play inbounds at half court or in front court. They'll play it inbounds just to the right of their own bench. Katie Harina, Faith Paramore, Treasure Job, Audrey Beatty, and Victoria Price on the floor for the Lady Hornets. Katie Harina to play the ball inbounds. Plays it into Audrey Beatty. Gives fake the handoff. Goes back door to Treasure Job, and the pass sails out of bounds. The execution not there, and Lincoln takes a timeout. They'll get it into front court. They got what they wanted, but the execution not there. The pass was just off, and Emporia State just couldn't execute that time. That'll leave Lincoln with one timeout, but Emporia State still has time. 35 seconds to play. They're down by 3. If they can get a steal, this ball will be played in front court by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. You're listening to Emporia State Hornet Basketball on KFFX FM Emporia. Mix 104.9, the voice of the Hornets. Lady Hornets trailing 84-81 to the Lincoln Blue Tigers, who haven't won here in White Auditorium, one of their two victories over Emporia State. Back on February 23rd, 1994, 65-61 the final score in that game. Lincoln will play it inbounds across the way. To play the ball inbounds is Ashlyn Holloway. Holloway with a count on. Plays it in to Nijah Jackson. Jackson dribbles it to the right side, heads to the baseline. Pass gets deflected, and the ball gets tipped around, and Emporia State comes up with it. Katie Harina with the basketball. Needs some help. Lobs it into front court. Audrey Beatty gives it off to Treasure Job to Victoria Price for a 3. No. Rebound battled for on the floor. Loose ball on the floor. Picked up by Treasure Job. She'll shoot the 3. Left it short. Rebound out of bounds to the Lincoln Blue Tigers with 10 seconds on the shot clock. And Lincoln will use their final timeout. This will be a full timeout taken by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. The shot by Victoria Price was almost a wide open shot in the deep left corner. Just couldn't knock it down, and then Treasure Job ended up with it. She probably could have dribbled in a couple of steps and got a closer look at the basket. Emporia State still has two timeouts left, but there's only 10 seconds to play in the game. But the Lady Hornets, again, their shooting woes continued. The percentages are better. It's just that Lincoln has shot better than they have. Emporia State has taken 68 shots and made 30 of them. Lincoln has shot 63 times and made 33. And the difference also is they've made 13 or 12 three-pointers to 9 for Emporia State. And the Lady Hornets are just 12 of 19 from the free throw line. They've missed 7 free throws. If they could have made at least 5 more of them, they'd be in the lead with 10 seconds to play, but they haven't been able to do that. So not only this time it's shooting from the free throw line that has cost the Emporia State Lady Hornets as they wait for the final buzzer. First one went off, and Lincoln will have the ball to play inbounds. 10 seconds on the clock. Lincoln to try to get the ball inbounds. The count is on. And they play it off of Victoria Price. A heads-up play that time by Simmons as she bounced it off Victoria Price. Simmons again trying to play the ball inbounds. And she'll play it inbounds to Ashlyn Holloway, who gets fouled. And she'll be at the line as Audrey Beatty picks up her fifth foul. She'll foul out with 8 seconds to play. 11 points scored. She'll be replaced by Faith Paramore. Sydney Tinner will check in as well as Stevie Stinchcomb sets down. And at the free throw line is Ashlyn Holloway, who's made her only free throw attempt on the night. Her first free throw is up, and this is no good. Holloway on the season, a 71% free throw shooter. She'll get a second free throw here, and if she makes it, it's a four-point ball game with 8 seconds to go, and she makes it. Timeout Emporia State. As Holloway with 16 points, and it's 85-81. This will be a full timeout taken by Emporia State with 8.4 seconds to go. They need two baskets. A three and a two wins it. Two twos tied it. If they were to make a three and get the foul, that would be one way to do it, to get it tied. But the Lady Hornets are in danger, suffering four straight MIAA losses. And the first loss to the Lincoln Blue Tigers since 1994. And you would think 81 points would be enough for the Lady Hornets to win a ball game, but tonight the defense has let them down. And credit to Lincoln, they've used their quickness. And Coach Toby Wynn talked about that quickness. He said they're quick and they can make things happen, and they have shredded Emporia State's full court press tonight. Is Emporia State has had no effect. There have been 24 turnovers, but Emporia State off those turnovers have scored 29 points. So that's been there, but they've been out rebounded 41-30 and been outscored on second chance points 18-16. Victoria Price will play the ball in bounds for Emporia State. Slaps the ball. Plays it in to Treasure Joe. Treasure shoots the three. It's missing. Rebound loose on the floor. Victoria Price, no good. Rebound, and that's the ball game. Lincoln gets the victory over the Emporia State Lady Hornets tonight. Our final score will be Lincoln, 85, as they get their first win of the season. Emporia State, 81. But wait a second, we're not quite done yet. They're looking to see if there might have been time still left on the clock when the ball was knocked out of bounds. But it's not going to matter. Emporia State, again, struggles offensively. Well, not really struggle offensively tonight. It's more on the defensive side where they couldn't really. They just couldn't get the stops they needed when they needed them. Couldn't get the rebounds when they needed them. And didn't make enough shots when they needed them. Lincoln just shot the ball better and rebounded better and played better defense. As the officials. And that is the ball game. Our final score tonight, Lincoln 85, Emporia State 81. We'll be back with our post-game numbers right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Hello again, Emporia. This is Curtis with Mainstay Suites, inviting you to check out why we are one of the fastest-growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended-stay hotel, you won't find a better deal anywhere in our city. Our spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and our meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through our Facebook page or call us at 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
Express Tire and Auto Tire Pros makes buying tires simpler. They offer a straightforward approach to tire and auto service that includes nationwide warranties, a hassle-free experience, and a great selection of Michelin tires. No matter what you drive or where you've driven, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Visit in-store or online at ExpressTirePros.com. Tire Pros. Love the drive.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX Emporia.
85-81, the final score. Lincoln gets the victory over the Emporia State Lady Hornets as they pick up their first victory in MIAA play tonight. Lady Hornets fall to 4-4, 9-5 on the season. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Let's look at the individual numbers first. Lincoln with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players in double figures. Leading the way, Kelsey Mitchell and Nia Jackson with 17. Ashlyn Holloway with 16. 11 points for Marion Basilwich. 10 points for Liana McGinnis. 7 points for Sanaya Simmons. 5 for Aaliyah Bello. And 2 points for A.J. Bradley as everybody played and scored for the Lincoln Blue Tigers tonight. For Emporia State, they were led by Faith Paramore with 18 points, 16 for Treasure Job, 13 for Katie Harina, 11 points for Audrey Beatty, 9 for Victoria Price, 6 for Elena Hartman and Stevie Stinchcomb, 2 points for Sydney Tenner. Kylie Shearer just played a few moments in the first half. She did not score. Looking at the team numbers, first off for Lincoln, they were 33 of 63 from the floor for 52%, 12 of 22 beyond the arc for 54%, and 7 of 11 at the free throw line for 63%. Emporia State tonight, their percentages are better. They shot 43% from the floor, 30 of 70. They were 9 of 23 from the three-point line for 39%, and 12 of 19 at the free throw line for 63%. That's where they could have helped themselves a little bit tonight, is at that free throw line. Lincoln out rebounds Emporia State 41 to 32. 10 rebounds for Marion Basilwich. She has the double-double. She had 5 offensive, 5 defensive. Of those 41 rebounds, 15 offensive, 26 defensive for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Emporia State led on the boards by Elena Hartman and Sydney Tenner with 5. They had 17 offensive rebounds and 15 defensive rebounds. Lincoln turned the ball over 24 times, Emporia State 11. Emporia State had 16 steals, 8 of them belonging to Treasure Job. Lincoln had 7 steals on the night. Lincoln led for 19 minutes and 23 seconds. Emporia State led for 12 minutes, 24 seconds. There were 14 ties and 12 different lead changes. Emporia State's biggest lead was by 4. That in the first half. Emporia State's biggest deficit was by 7. That came halfway through the fourth quarter. Looking at the numbers inside the numbers, Emporia State would score 29 points off of those 24 Lincoln turnovers. Lincoln scored 12 points off of Emporia State's 11 turnovers. In the paint, Emporia State outscores Lincoln 42-38. Second chance points, Lincoln outscores Emporia State 18-16. Fast break opportunities, Emporia State outscores Lincoln 21-7. And off the bench, Emporia State's bench outscores Lincoln 30-29. Emporia State trailed at the end of the first quarter 23-21. They led at halftime 43-41. Trailed at the end of the third quarter 62-61 and get outscored 23-20 in the fourth quarter and end up losing by the final margin of 85-81. Again with the loss, Emporia State women now 9-5 on the season, 4-4 in the MIAA. Lincoln now 3-10 on the season. They are 1-6 in the MIAA. Our game stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Coming up next, the Emporia State men get set to take on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. And when we come back, We'll visit with Emporia State men's basketball coach Craig Doty right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.